It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. I'm Nevin Barich. He's Michael Feldman. Things That Matter with Mike and Nev can be found exclusively at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. Now, Mike, this week's episode is devoted entirely to Thanksgiving.
Woo-hoo!
It's my favorite holiday, personally,
yeah.
Coming up in a couple of days. So, Mike, origins of Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Go. Because I don't really know much of the story.
It was like some pilgrims.
The pilgrims,
you know,
they
like
landed
food.
On a rock,
yeah.
And they were starving. The Indians fed them,
right.
And then we took over their land. And the end.
And we're thankful.
And we're thankful for that.
For that. Yeah.
Is that basically the gist of the story? And they wore weird hats.
That's so funny. I was thinking that exact same thing. there were some hats, some like belt buckles.
Yeah,
like,
it was weird. Were you ever forced to dress like a pilgrim in elementary school? I feel like every kid was at one point or another.
I went to the thing is, and I'm not trying to sound like I'm being stuck up here at all because I'm really not in any way. I went to like a private elementary school where we didn't do that.
You didn't do the crap sort of thing.
I mean, I did more stuff like dressed up like a fairy nymph.
Oh,
for Midsummer Night's Dream.
That's much better.
Yeah, isn't it, though?
Wow.
Anyways. But
I don't know if I would ever admit that, like, later on in life.
Well,
okay.
No. I mean, well, when I say fairy, I was, like, the king of the fairies.
Okay.
So that's a little better.
Nice, okay.
Yeah. It's a good play, guys. Midsummer Night's Dream is a great play.
It is.
I don't know how we got into this. Anyways. But Thanksgiving started, with, hats and...
Hats and pilgrims
turkey
and turkey.
You know, was it determined that, like, all the stuff we normally eat at Thanksgiving... was actually there in the original meal?
I think so.
Okay.
I mean, you had, like, the mashed potatoes and the turkey and the corn.
Like, I don't know. This just seems weird to me. Like, is that what Indians would feed, like, the pilgrims?
Maybe it was, like, kind of their crap food. And it's like, let's just feed these guys our leftovers.
So we're,
we're eating...
So, basically, even though I know the American Indians are, like, horribly oppressed... Do they, like, laugh every Thanksgiving when they realize that we just, like, celebrate by eating all the food they didn't want?
Yeah, I think so.
That's kind of awesome.
It's got, like, their own little inside joke.
Nice job, guys.
I like that. That's good. You pulled one over us. I'm proud. That's good.
Wow.
Good. That's...
Now, that corn, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of corn...
We were talking about this before the show.
We were. And what happened to corn at Thanksgiving? Because to me, first of all, I love corn.
Yeah, absolutely.
Corn is great. A little salt, some pepper, some butter on the cob. Mm. Perfect. Mm. It goes perfect with turkey and mashed potatoes.
Yes,
the perfect side dish.
Yes,
and then
does.
One day, corn just disappeared from Thanksgiving. What happened?
That's... I don't know, man. The corn, like...
Did the industry go on strike during the...
I was going to come up with some evil creature that, like, stole all the corn from the land.
Yeah.
That would make about as much sense as Thanksgiving.
The corn devil just kind of swooped in. I'm serious. Like, corn...
Okay.
Just, like, my mom this year is talking about making a corn casserole. Why? Just make corn. I don't need corn in a specialized dish. I just
amazing.
Want... Just bring the corn back. It's all I'm asking.
It's weird, because it's like... You think about it. Corn is not hard to prepare.
I can prepare it, and that's saying something.
I know. That's amazing. Anyways, yeah. Corn is easy to prepare. It's an event when you're eating it because you got to, like, twirl it around. You got to hold it in both hands, the whole thing. It's delicious.
It's
filling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What I mean, you don't even have to, if it's sweet enough, you don't even have to eat it with, things like salt and pepper.
No,
and
you don't.
I mean, you can. It's delicious.
It's practically candy.
You know, what's going on?
What was the reason to get rid of that? I just don't see it.
There must be a conspiracy.
I think
this
so.
This is like blue food.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where's the blue food?
Yeah.
It doesn't exist.
No.
Right? It's like blueberries, like the whole blue on the vine, purple on the plate thing, right?
Yeah. It just,
where's the corn?
Exactly. I'm at a loss. I really am.
Did, like, corn give us, like, superhero powers and they realized it and took it away from us?
Before we had a chance. Kind of like Heroes. Where
yeah.
The show, they didn't realize they had powers. Now they do. They kind of want to take the corn away.
You know what? This is interesting. You know how Heroes has been having all that, like, internal strife and, like, they fired those executive producers and, like, the video game rights got thrown away and all this stuff? Bet you they were about to reveal the corn secret.
Interesting.
Wow.
I like where we're going with this.
You know what?
It's a theory and it works for me.
When we were talking at the beginning of the show about this whole corn thing,
mm-hmm.
I wasn't thinking about getting here.
No.
But I think we've uncovered... We might not be on the air next week, guys. We might be shut down.
I think so, because
the government.
If the corn scare-awayers are listening... We may be next on their list. Wow. So that's it's scary thoughts. Mike, what are you thankful for on this Thanksgiving? That's kind of the tradition here to always say what you're thankful for on this holiday. Share it with the world.
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm thankful for a lot of things, but I mean, I'm thankful. I think, you know, I'm going to say a cheesy and obvious one, but I'll explain why.
Okay.
I'm really thankful for my mom and dad this year. You know, the thing is, I was going through a really rough period. I was out in New York. You know, I was not certain about where I was, what my direction was. I, you know, was really struggling for money, struggling, you know, in a relationship, all this stuff. And I hit a boiling point. I needed to get out of it. And my parents have just been amazing. They bailed me out. They've given me, you know, they've given me a house. They've given me, you know, food and shelter, all that stuff. They've let me sort of go at my own pace. And, you know, I'm coming back. I mean, I'm saving up money now. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a great job. You know, all this stuff. You know, it's just, I'm so thankful for having them as support and, you know, being able to be with them.
That is beautiful. That is good stuff right there. That's good, heartwarming stuff. You know, I have a heartwarming one, too, to share.
I'm sure you do.
In that I'm thankful because I'm getting married next year.
What could be better?
I'm really excited because there's nothing like, you know, finding the one that you want to spend the rest of your life with, if for no other reason than tax purposes. You realize how much you save? I was stunned.
In this time?
You can't overlook it.
Unbelievable.
My God, I would have gotten married back when I was 7 if I knew how much I could save by getting hitched. I mean, it's crazy. Yeah. I mean, no wonder the gays are fighting for same-sex marriage. I mean,
unbelievable.
It's crazy.
You know those, like, remember those, like, two straight guys that got married in, I think it was Canada, like, got married in Canada for the tax breaks?
Yeah.
Like, they didn't love each other at all. They didn't care. They were cheating on each other left and right.
Makes perfect sense now. Tax purposes, that's what I'm thankful for on this Thanksgiving.
Wow, that's very sweet of you.
It's a heartwarming moment, so there we go. We always encourage, that was two complete opposite ends of the spectrum there.
That was good, though. I'm glad we did that. That was good.
We always encourage letters from our listeners, and you can write us in a couple of ways. Send us an email to mikeandnev@yahoo.com or leave us a comment at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. No problem. And this week's letter comes from Christopher in Kentucky. And Christopher wrote us, Mike, to tell us what Thanksgiving means to him.
Yeah,
and,
that's right. Okay.
And which is good because it always fits in with the Thanksgiving theme he's got going on here. And Christopher in Kentucky writes, Dear Mike and Nev, Thanksgiving is about thanking whatever God you worship for the blessings you have. So, yes, I do think we should celebrate Thanksgiving. Okay. If you are atheist or agnostic, just consider it an excuse to eat an excellent meal and watch football.
Wow.
And it's signed Christopher in Kentucky. You know what I like about this letter?
Yep.
It covers all the bases.
Doesn't it, though?
It really does. He's got God you worship, the blessings you may have, if you should, he covers it.
What's wonderful, see, that's a great letter. That's a very tolerant letter. Mm-hmm. You know, it really just, it takes into account that there are people who believe in different faiths.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't take offense by that. Mm-hmm. Doesn't take offense. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, lays it all out there.
It's a multi-denominational letter.
It really is. We don't get enough of those.
No, it in Kentucky.
Well, that's cool. I mean, that's
a very broad way of thinking for Kentucky. You know, I mean, Kentucky.
Yeah, tell us now.
Because I get the sense that guy in Kentucky has gotten a bad rap in recent years. People, it's got a redneck reputation.
Okay.
Like, did you ever hear the thing about the toothbrush? Okay, that the toothbrush was invented in Kentucky. You know why?
No.
Because if it was invented anywhere else, it'd be the teeth brush. See, things like that is why.
Just like you know, I took my glasses off and I'm rubbing my eyes in the basement. Okay.
Broad thinking, like very illuminating commentary from someone in Kentucky. It warms my heart. I think it shows that we're growing and evolving all across the globe.
That's something to be thankful for.
It is. It really almost as good as taxes.
and parents.
Yeah, that's a third, but okay.
Okay, but I mean, that's my situation. Whatever. Sorry, I was just trying to fill in a gap of silence.
No, but you did good.
Okay.
Because it filled the silence.
You know what? You know, I haven't sniffed leaves once this
you
week.
You haven't?
Yeah.
No, the leaves have not come up.
Isn't that great?
That's good. I'm very proud of you.
I know.
It one day at a time is what
I
always say.
It's hard, but I'm working on it.
Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Everybody, have yourself a happy Thanksgiving, and don't forget to keep listening at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. For Mike, thanks, Mom and Dad Feldman. I'm Nevin Barich. It's the Things That Matter.